Proclamation number 8405, dated the February 7th, 1963. Different kinds of creations correspond to the beings' fall. You inhabitants of Earth are destined to become children of God, and therefore you have to overcome the lowest depths in order to be able to reach the highest heights. You'll only understand this when you know that the beings' apostasy was quite different, inasmuch as their resistance to me was not equally strong either, so that, as a result of your Maker's will, you are also quite differently natured yourselves, which only relates to your degree of resistance, when you are supposed to make your free decision for me or for my adversary. You all were permeated by the light of realization, and yet you turned away from me and joined my adversary, because you were able to see him in all his beauty, whereas I was invisible to you. Nevertheless, you knew that you had originated from me. Hence your resistance was more or less strong, with the result that you were also assigned to different creations where you were likewise meant to take the path of return to me. Only the conditions differed from those which the inhabitants of Earth had to comply with. Earth is the work of creation which essentially makes the greatest demands on the fallen being in order to ascend again, whereas other stars offer their inhabitants easier possibilities. Nevertheless, the ultimate goal, the childship to God, can only be attained on Earth. Even though the beings on other stars are granted unimaginable beatitudes after they have concluded their higher development and their will has subsequently been directed correctly. But in order to attain the childship to God, the path across Earth is to be traveled, and this can also be covered by a soul, if it so wishes, which has entered the spiritual kingdom from other heavenly bodies and which has reached the specific degree of maturity so that it can be granted a life on Earth for the purpose of a mission. Then they, such souls, are already enlightened, yet they are not non-fallen single quote beings but beings from other stars, whose distance to me has not been so great, so that they relinquished their resistance to me sooner and endeavored to reach me again. And as soon as they are enlightened again, they also realize the significance of the creation work Earth, and many souls also desire to attain the degree of childship to God and thus accept the extremely difficult conditions because their love for me and for humanity impels them to do a redeeming work. And thus souls, which do not achieve the degree of maturity during their earthly life, will similarly be able to continue their development in the beyond, and corresponding to their degree of maturity they will be assigned to schoolhouses where they can steadily ascend. For creations everywhere are prepared for souls of all degrees of maturity, and since all creations are arranged differently and offer different living conditions, they can already signify a state of joy for the souls having been transferred to them, for they are far more beautifully shaped than Earth, since the creations therein delight the souls and inspire them to greater spiritual endeavors, for they so obviously testify of my love and might and wisdom, that it also intensifies these beings' love for me. For when the apostasy of the beings took place an incredibly long time ago, which you would already consider an eternity, all beings indeed turned away from me, but a countless number also separated from my adversary again soon after the apostasy. They did not follow him into the deepest abyss but left the large host. And my will did the same unto them as it did unto those who had fallen furthest away. From the strength which had been emanated by me as a being, it formed different kinds of heavenly bodies than Earth, and the process through these works of creation was far easier and continued faster for the fallen spirits, so that the beings returned to me sooner, since Jesus' act of salvation was accomplished for these beings as well, and it was possible to redeem their original sin, depending on each individual being's attitude towards its God and Creator, whom they also recognized in Jesus. For they, too, received the knowledge of the act of salvation through messengers of light who worked amongst them, whom I assigned as teachers to all beings so that they will find and take the path to me. Consequently, there are untold possibilities for the still imperfect soul departing from earth to mature spiritually, and my love and wisdom truly recognizes the most beneficial opportunity to achieve maturity for every single soul. And thus all creations in the universe are populated by spiritual beings in the most diverse degrees of maturity, and they offer unparalleled kinds of bliss and splendors to those who have already achieved a higher degree of light, yet they will always, even for less mature beings, exhibit better and easier living conditions than Earth. For this truly is the most wretched work of creation, which requires a lot of effort and makes great demands on the fallen being, up to the human being, but which can lead to the most glorious fate, the childship to God, which makes up for all hardship a thousandfold and turns the being into the most blessed child which will be able to create and work with me throughout the whole of eternity. To what extent the creations in the universe are of a spiritual or still material consistency will only be recognized by you humans when you have attained a particular degree of maturity or light, but this much is certain: they all serve the once fallen spiritual beings as an abode and thus are also shaped in accordance with their state of maturity. Hence you should consider all heavenly bodies as schoolhouses which I established myself in order to one day bestow upon my living creations the bliss again, which they once had voluntarily forfeited and which they will also have to voluntarily acquire again. Amen.